Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Time we're going to go to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church where we're preaching on Acts chapter number 9, and the Bible says, "And there were certain disciples at Damascus named Ananias, and to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, Behold, I'm here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. And hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. And Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to the saints at Jerusalem. And here he hath authority from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name." We're seeing here in the ministry of Saul, before Saul got saved, he was a vile man. He was going in and he was persecuting the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Saul was doing all these things in the name of religion because Saul was a religious man. However, he wasn't doing those things in the name of Jesus Christ. And when he got saved with the grace of God, God changed his life 100%. And so here we're preaching a message entitled From Salvation to Serving. We're going to pick up there in the message that we began preaching yesterday. This will be part two of the message. Look at verse 14. And here he hath authority from the chief priests to bind them that call on thy name. Lord, do you not know this is the one that's running against you? This is the one. Lord, if you was going to do anything, why don't you strike him dead, get him out of the way right now? I'm thankful, amen, that God still has grace for terrorists. That's why we send missionaries all over the world. That's why we're sending them to Africa. That's why we send them to these places. It's because, I want to tell you something, when the gospel gets the job done, friend, they're no longer that terrorist, amen. They become triumphantly, victoriously saved by the grace of God, and they're no longer the person that they used to be, amen. You say, he can do that? Sure again. We're seeing this, the ministry of Saul come to life, but let's not forget that Ananias was in the ministry long before Saul was in the ministry. Ananias was there. He was there the day that the Lord called him. I noticed something special about Ananias. Even though he was fearful of Saul, he was also this, he was available. Ananias was available. Now I'm going to tell you something, God will never use anybody that's not available. I remember in 2011, you know, Papa, he got sick there and all them things, and I didn't really know how things were going to work out. I'm going to be honest with you. All I was thinking about at the time was helping him. And I never will forget the fear that I had when I went January 2012, and I stood before my boss man, and I scheduled every Sunday as far out as I possibly could. I cleared my schedule for God. And I was making myself available. I said, all right, God, you've called me to a task. God, I know that this task is much more than working in this place, in this facility, and I'm making myself available. If you can use me, I'll step out there and let you use me. But I'm scared to death. I want you to think about it for just a moment. Are you available tonight for the service of the Lord? Or are you too busy? Think about this. As we move to the next thought, while Peter preached to the thousands, and Peter had a great following, we don't read much about Ananias. Yet, were it not for Ananias, we'd not have heard about the conversion of Saul. Listen, God may not put you before the thousands. God may not want you going to the thousands tonight. God may want to put you in the kitchen. God may want to put you, listen, maintaining and washing the buses. God may want to put you handing out tracts. God may want to put you as a greeter for visitors at the door. God may want to help you in the ministry of simply picking up the phone and calling people who are in the hospital and people who are shut in and people that are out there outside of our church that need somebody to call in and say, hey, I just want you to know I'm praying for you today. Can I take a moment and pray? God may put you in that type of ministry. But you got to be available. Every saved, born-again believer has a place and a purpose that God has called them to do. God did not call you to sit still. God called you to serve. The important thing is not the fame of the position, but the faithfulness of the service for the Lord. I'm going to tell you tonight, as I look across this room, I'm thankful for you. You say, what's the big deal, preacher? You are the faithful. You're here. Listen, there's some of you people that are here. When nobody else is here, you're here. And I'm talking to you tonight. I'm almost like talking to the choir when I say, you need to find your place. Many of you have a place. You know your place. You're serving. You're doing what you've been called to do. And I just want to say I'm thankful for that. You are faithful. I appreciate all that you do. Not only do we see that Ananias was available, we also see the value of one. One writer said this, we must never underestimate the value of one person brought to Christ. And just as I mentioned there a minute ago, Peter was preaching to the thousands and boy, the great harvest among the Samaritan people, but Ananias was sent only to one man. Yet, what a man! Saul of Tarsus, who became Paul the Apostle, and his life and ministry have influenced people and nations ever since. Even secular historians confess that Paul is one of the significant figures in world history. This guy, Ananias, He had a task. God called him to do something, and he went and put his hands on the, at the time the persecutor just got saved, born again with the grace of God, but he put his hands on a man that would become the Apostle Paul, that would write over half of the New Testament. Don't ever think that there's not a value in one soul. Every soul that's breathing God's air is an important soul for the things of God. Don't forsake anybody. Don't leave one stone unturned. Every young and every boy, every girl, every man, every woman is important for the things of God. And you are a great part of reaching that. Let me give you some examples of the power of one. On April the 21st, 1855, Edward Kimball led one of the young men in his Sunday school class to Christ. Little did he realize that the great D.L. Moody would one day become the world's leading evangelist from a Sunday school class. Miss Tommy never realized, she never realized it years later, while she was instructing me in Sunday school, that I would one day become her pastor. Never thought it in a million years. But the value of one, listen to me, I'm telling you, you're important tonight. God has a place for you. You're important to God. Notice that the text tonight in verse number 18, he reviewed, he no doubt received his sight. The Bible says he received his sight forthwith and arose. I want to look at that next section right there. He arose. This is the second time that we find in this chapter that Saul arose. You say, what's the text saying, preacher? He got up. He got up. Yet he was commanded to arise in verse number 6 by the Lord. Look at verse number 6. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise. Go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. Look at verse number 8. And Saul arose from the earth. When his eyes were opened, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And I see in verse number 8 that this is where he lost his physical sight, but he received some spiritual sight. I'm going to tell you, when a man gets saved, he's going to lose that physical sight of the world. He's going to lose the physical sight of the joys of the things of the world and the pleasures of the world, and he's got to get his sight re-engaged for the things of God. He's going to turn his eyes to a different place. When Saul lost his vision, he saw how fragile that he really was. That great man now became a great mouse. That ended up becoming a great missionary. When we get saved by the grace of God, that we need to lose sight of who we are and get a glimpse of who he is. That's the only way you're going to be used correctly, is if you lose sight of who you are and you get a glimpse of who he is, friend. If you don't get a glimpse of who he is, you'll never know your purpose for the Christian life. You'll always wonder. You'll always feel like I'm alone. You'll always feel like, what am I getting out of this? But if you ever get a sight of who he is, friend, it'll change your perspective of the mission that God's asked you to do.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.